All right, so are you ready to dive into Android 15 with us?
I'm definitely ready. Should be interesting.
Yeah, we've got a ton of stuff to get through today, from Google's own developer documentation to Android Authority. They put out this really fun video and even the official release announcement on the Google Keyword blog.
Cool.
So yeah, we're going to try to hit all the highlights for you.
Sounds good.
Yeah. One thing that really stood out to me going through all this material
Okay.
was this new feature, this theft detection lock.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And it's being talked about everywhere. All the sources are picking up on this.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
So imagine your phone has a built-in bodyguard.
Yeah. AI bodyguard.
AI bodyguard.
Yeah.
So it uses AI to actually detect if it's being snatched.
Yeah, based on the movement patterns.
Yeah.
Wild.
Right. And then it auto locks.
It locks it down,
Yeah.
and then you can even, remotely lock it through a website
Oh.
using just your phone number.
Wow, that's awesome.
This level of proactive security is something I think we really haven't seen before.
Right. And the Android Authority folks, they were really geeking out in their video about how it goes beyond just locking the phone.
Yeah, they were pretty excited about it.
It requires authentication for sensitive settings
Right.
and basically bricks the device if someone tries to bypass the security.
Totally, yeah. It was interesting how they highlighted all the ways it's trying to stop, those common workarounds that thieves use,
Oh yeah.
like trying to reset the phone or messing with Find My Device.
Yeah.
Like, they thought of everything.
So yeah, you're not going to want to steal an Android 15 phone.
No, it sounds like a nightmare for a thief,
For sure.
which is a good thing, of course.
Yes. So let's move on to something a little bit more personal.
Okay.
How about private space?
Yeah, I was looking at that.
Okay, so what this does is it lets you create a hidden area that's password protected
Okay.
on your phone for those, extra sensitive apps, like banking or social media if you want to keep that super private.
Interesting. So it's kind of like a, I don't know, like having a separate user profile
Yeah.
on your computer, but it's contained within your phone. So
Yes.
that those implications for privacy are big, especially if you're, using your phone for both work and personal stuff.
Exactly. And the coolest thing is that those apps, they basically disappear when you're outside of the private space.
Wow, completely.
Completely.
Yeah.
So no notifications, no trace in your app list, nothing.
Oh, wow.
Like you could hand your phone to somebody to show them a
Yeah.
picture and they would never know those private apps were even there.
So sneaky. They even mentioned in the video you can even completely hide the fact that this private space even exists.
Whoa.
So somebody snooping through your settings wouldn't even know it was there.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting.
It's like having a secret vault.
Yeah. Okay, so are you ready to move on to something for, those of us who are rocking the big screens?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foldables, tablets, all that.
Always.
Okay, cool. So Android 15 has some seriously cool upgrades for multitasking on those bigger devices.
I'm glad to hear that because this is an area I think Android has, been making some serious strides in, trying to catch up to maybe what some of the other operating systems offer.
Absolutely. So, both the developer docs
Okay.
and the Android Authority video, they highlight this new pinnable and unpinnable taskbar.
Okay.
So, think about it. Your most used apps are always there,
Right.
just to tap away no matter what you're doing.
That's awesome. I mean, I think it really shows that, Android's recognizing that people are using tablets and foldables for more than just watching videos. They're
Yeah.
using them for work,
Right.
for creative projects, even as, laptop replacements.
Yeah.
So, you could potentially be way more productive on the go now.
Totally. And to make multitasking even smoother, they've added app pairing. So you can pair two apps together, like say Gmail and Google Drive,
Okay.
and they'll always open, side by side.
Oh.
Imagine dragging and dropping files, between those two apps seamlessly.
That's awesome. And those paired apps, they appear as a single icon on the home screen, right?
Yes.
It's all about just making those everyday tasks quicker and easier.
Exactly. Okay, so now let's talk about the feature everyone loves to talk about, the camera.
Yeah. Always a big one.
Right.
What have they done now?
So Android 15 is all about making your pictures look amazing, even in those, really tough lighting
Well,
situations.
that's always a challenge, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So the big thing here is the low light boost feature.
Oh, yeah, I read about that. That sounded really interesting.
Yeah. both the official blog post and the developer docs, they talk about how this enhances low light photography. And get this, it works across all your apps.
Wait, really?
Not just the built-in camera.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
So, like, my third-party camera apps, too?
Yes.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. So the Android Authority video actually showed some side-by-side comparisons.
Oh, wow.
And the difference is pretty shocking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can see details in the photos using low light boost that are just, like, completely missing from the original photos.
Wow. So, like, how does it work?
Well, the Google keyword blog, they explain that it uses a new algorithm that combines multiple exposures to reduce noise and brighten those dark shadows.
That's smart, yeah.
So, yeah, your night photos are going to look dramatically better.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But they didn't stop there.
Okay.
There are also some expanded in-app camera controls, specifically for third-party apps.
Okay.
Which is really exciting. You know, for developers, it gives them a lot more flexibility and control over the camera hardware.
Yeah, it's like they've opened up all these possibilities.
Right. So this means we could start seeing some really innovative, you know, camera features popping up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what those developers come up with.
Right. I'm really excited about that.
Me too. What about flash control? Did they say anything about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They did mention better flash control.
Oh, okay.
Which I know a lot of, you know, photographers have been asking for a long time.
Yeah.
So imagine, you know, having like more precise control over the flash intensity, the duration.
Ah, that could be really useful.
Yeah. I mean, the creative possibilities are pretty huge.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. Okay. So now I know we've covered some big, exciting features already, but Android 15 also has a ton of smaller updates, you know, those that really polish the user experience.
Okay, well, let's hear about them.
Yeah. Are you ready for a quick rundown?
Hit me.
All right. First up, app archiving.
Oh.
So imagine being able to shrink those seldom used apps without, you know, without actually deleting them.
Right.
So that's what app archiving does. It's perfect for, like, you know, those apps that you rarely use, but you don't want to lose completely.
Okay.
And both the Google blog post and the Android Authority
video,
they highlighted this as, you know, like a great way to free up space without, you know, sacrificing your apps.
It's like putting them in storage. You know, you don't need them right now, but you don't want to get rid of them completely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So next, we've got a small but welcome improvement to screen recording.
Okay.
So remember that tiny little dot that indicated you were, you know, recording your screen?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, now it actually shows you how long you've been recording.
Oh, okay.
And you can stop the recording right from the notification bar.
Oh, nice.
So no more, you know, digging through menus.
Yeah, that's convenient.
Right.
Okay.
So notifications, those can be like a blessing and a curse, you know?
They can be.
We all want to stay informed.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes those notification bursts can be, like, overwhelming. So Android 15 has this new feature called notification cooldown.
Okay.
What it does is it basically lowers the volume of those bursts.
Okay.
So you don't get startled. You know, you're not, like, assaulted by a cacophony of sounds.
So it's more like a gentle reminder.
Yes, exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah. And lastly, for all of us who are prone to misplacing our phones, Android 15 has a feature that automatically turns on Bluetooth.
Okay.
For Find My Device.
Okay.
And this is enabled by default, so even if your phone is, you know, lost or stolen, you have a better chance of finding it.
Oh, that's smart. I like that. They're thinking ahead.
Yeah, they're really thinking ahead. So we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
But don't worry, there's still more.
Oh.
In the next part, we're going to dive into some other really cool features that Android 15 brings to the table. So stay tuned.
Can't wait. All right, so are we ready to keep digging into these Android 15 updates?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there are a few more things that I wanted to touch on. You know, before we move on from some of these sources.
Okay.
Remember how we were talking about, you know, all those theft protection features in Android 15?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the AI bodyguard.
Yeah. So the Google keyword blog post, they went even deeper.
Yeah.
They were explaining how, like, they've made it even tougher for thieves to, like, tamper with your phone.
Yeah, like, they were saying, like, they're requiring authentication for those settings that thieves often try to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like removing the SIM card or turning off Find My Device.
Right, right.
It's like they put extra locks on the most important doors.
Yeah, I like that analogy.
Yeah.
So they also mentioned that the phone will completely lock down if it, you know, if it detects too many failed attempts to access apps and settings.
Oh, wow.
It's like your phone is saying, nope, not today, thief.
Yeah, like, good luck with that.
Right.
That's a really smart strategy.
Right.
By making it so much harder to actually use or reset a stolen phone.
Yeah.
You know, they might actually deter theft in the first place.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
So it's not just about protecting your data after the fact. Uh-huh. It's about, like, preventing the theft from even happening.
Yeah, I mean, if you make it hard enough, they'll just move on to an easier target, you know? Yeah.
Right.
That's the hope, at least.
Exactly. Okay, so I want to hear more about these multitasking features.
Yeah, me too. Especially for the, you know, for the foldables and the tablets. I feel like that's where Android is making some of the biggest strides in terms of, like, you know, productivity and just the overall user experience on those devices.
Yeah, yeah. I completely agree. So the Android Authority team, they were especially excited about the improvements to the taskbar.
Oh yeah.
And they showed how you can now pin and unpin it.
Okay.
Giving you, like, total control over your screen layout.
Yeah. I mean, having that flexibility, I think, is key, you know, for getting things done. Hmm. If you're constantly, like, switching between apps, having your favorites always visible, that can be a huge time saver.
Oh, yeah. And the way they highlighted app pairing, like, for specific tasks was really insightful.
Okay.
So imagine you're working on a presentation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could pair your, like, slide-making app with, like, a research app and then, like, a messaging app for collaborating with colleagues.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, possibilities are pretty endless there.
I mean, that drag and drop functionality between paired apps,
that is
a game changer.
Oh, yeah.
Especially on a larger screen.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes everything so much smoother, so much more intuitive.
Yeah.
It's clear that Android is really thinking about how, you know, how people use their tablets and foldables for work,
right,
for creativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more than just media consumption at this point.
Exactly. Okay, so now let's talk about something I know a lot of people are excited about.
Hmm.
Those camera improvements.
Mm-hmm.
So low light boost is, you know, the real star here.
Yeah, that was a big one that kept coming up.
Yeah, and the before and after shots in the Android Authority video were, like, jaw-dropping.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's incredible, like, how much detail they were able to pull out of those low-light photos.
Mm-hmm.
The Google keyword blog, I think, explained that the new algorithm combines multiple exposures to reduce noise and brighten those dark shadows.
Right.
Which makes a huge difference.
It really does.
Yeah.
And the best part is that low-light boost works across all apps.
Right. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. That's a big deal.
Yeah. It's not just the native camera app. So even if you preferred using, you know, a third-party camera app, you can still benefit from this awesome new feature.
That's really cool. I also wanted to mention, you know, we were talking about the expanded in-app camera controls for developers.
Yes.
Giving them more control over the camera hardware is, I think, a brilliant move. I can't wait to see what kind of, like, innovative camera features will emerge in third-party apps.
Yeah, who knows what they're going to come up with.
Yeah.
It's really cutting. They specifically mentioned better flash control.
Oh, right.
Which, you know, is something photographers have been requesting for a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
So imagine having, like, more precise control over the flash intensity and the duration.
Yeah.
I mean, the creative possibilities there are huge.
It feels like they've given developers the keys to, like, a cutting-edge camera lab and said, go, create something amazing.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
So before we dive into some of those smaller updates, there's one more thing I wanted to highlight.
Okay.
It's something that could be a game changer for people in areas with, you know, unreliable cell service.
Oh, you mean the satellite connectivity for carrier messaging apps?
Yes.
That was a really interesting detail in the Google keyword blog post.
Yeah. So imagine being able to send and receive text messages.
Yeah.
Even when you're, like, completely off the grid.
That's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
So it's a huge step forward in terms of, like, staying connected,
mm-hmm.
especially in emergencies.
Absolutely.
Right. It's really a testament to how, like, you know, technology is finding new ways to keep us connected no matter where we are.
Yeah. I mean, this is a major win for people who, you know, live in remote areas or, you know, frequently travel to places with with spotty cell service. Mm-hmm. It's a really big deal.
Yeah. Okay, so now let's shift gears a little bit and talk about some of the smaller but still, you know, significant updates that Android 15 brings to the table. Are you ready for another round of, like, rapid-fire features?
Yeah, hit me. I love those little tweaks that, you know, you might not think about, but they can really make a big difference in, you know, the overall user experience.
Welcome back to our deep dive on all things Android 15. Mm. I feel like we've covered so much already.
Yeah, we have. It's amazing how much is packed into this update.
Right. Like, you know, we've got the big splashy features, but then also, like, all those subtle enhancements that, you know, really make Android so user-friendly and so enjoyable to use.
Yeah, I mean, it shows how much thought they put into it, you know? It's not just about adding flashy new features. It's about making the entire experience better.
Exactly. And so that's what we're gonna focus on in this final part, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to uncover those hidden gems.
Yeah.
The small but significant updates that, you know, might have flown under the radar.
Oh, I love those. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Sometimes those are the things that really make a difference.
They really do. So, okay, let's start with something that caught my eye in the Android Authority video.
Okay.
It was a change to how we switch between keyboards.
Oh, okay.
So remember those days when you had to go, like, digging through the settings menu?
Yeah.
Just to, like, change languages or keyboard layouts?
Yeah. It was a little bit of a pain sometimes, especially, you know, if you're multilingual, you know, or you switch between different keyboard types a lot.
Yeah, it was annoying. So say goodbye to those days. Android 15 introduces this super simple, like, globe icon. It's right in the bottom right corner of the keyboard.
Oh, okay.
One tap.
Mm-hmm.
And you can seamlessly cycle through all your, like, preferred keyboard layouts.
It's so simple, but yeah, you're right. It makes a world of difference.
Right. And speaking of efficiency, the Bluetooth menu has a new trick up its sleeve.
Oh.
So if you manually turn off Bluetooth, you now have the option to have it automatically turn back on, like, the next day.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right.
Like that.
And this is super handy for making sure, like, Find My Device is always active.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, what's interesting is that they have this feature enabled by default, right?
No, it is, yeah. Which to me, I think it shows that they're really anticipating user needs and potential issues.
Right.
You know, they're not just giving you the tools.
Yeah.
They're helping you use those tools effectively.
I like that. That's a good point. Okay, so now let's talk about a small but, like, significant visual update.
All right.
The volume panel.
Oh, the volume panel. Okay.
So each volume slider now has its own, like, distinct button, making it so much easier to adjust things like media volume, ringtone volume, alarm volume, you know, all independently.
Oh, I see. So it's more granular control.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually like that. I always find, like, the volume panels on some phones can be kind of cluttered and confusing.
Yes, they can be. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. And for those of us who are always worried about, you know, battery health.
Oh, yeah.
There's a new option to limit the device's charge to 80%.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I've seen that on other devices. And it's great to see, you know, Android adopting that. It's all about, you know, extending the lifespan of our devices and reducing electronic waste.
Yeah.
It's a small step, but it can have, you know, a big impact in the long run.
It really can. Okay, so now let's talk about some updates that are specifically designed for those bigger screens.
Okay.
So the Android Authority video highlighted some really cool features for tablets and foldables.
Yeah, I'm always curious to see how they're continuing to optimize the experience for larger devices.
Mm-hmm. So one of the coolest things they showed was the option to keep the taskbar visible at all times.
Oh, wow.
So imagine having, like, your most used apps just a tap away.
Yeah.
No matter what you're doing.
That's amazing for productivity.
Right.
It basically transforms your tablet or your foldable into, like, a more desktop-like experience, you know, with instant access to all your essential apps.
Exactly. Yeah. And for, you know, for folks who use their tablets for, you know, presentations or creative work.
Yeah.
There's a new feature that lets you access widgets right on the lock screen.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Imagine being able to, like, glance at your calendar or your to-do list without even having to unlock your device.
Yeah, that's super convenient. It's all about, like, streamlining those everyday tasks and making that that tablet experience just more seamless and intuitive.
Yeah, yeah. And for those times when you're not using your tablet, Android 15 has some stunning new clock screensavers.
Oh, cool.
They can turn your tablet into like a stylish bedside clock.
I like that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a perfect blend of form and function.
Yeah, and I mean, those little touches of personalization, I think, are what, you know, make a device feel truly yours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great that they're giving users more options to customize their experience.
Exactly. Okay, so before we wrap up, we have to talk about those improved do not disturb rules.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is an area where I think they've consistently made, you know, improvements over the years.
They have.
And it's good to see them taking it even further.
Yeah, yeah. So the developer documentation goes into detail about how these new rules are, you know, more customizable.
Right.
They give you finer control over when and how you want to be interrupted. So you can set like specific times or conditions that like automatically activate or deactivate, you know, do not disturb mode.
Right.
It's easier than ever to like stay focused and avoid distractions.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about, you know, giving users more control over their digital well-being.
Mm-hmm.
It's about finding that perfect balance between staying connected and protecting your time and focus.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. Well, there you have it. That was your deep dive into Android 15,
mm-hmm.
a mix of groundbreaking features and those smaller under the radar updates.
Yeah.
That can truly transform your Android experience.
It's clear that Android is evolving at, you know, at an incredible pace.
Oh yeah.
And this update is a testament to their commitment to innovation, mm-hmm. to user privacy,
yeah.
and to creating a truly, you know, exceptional mobile experience.
I couldn't agree more. It's so exciting to see where Android will go from here. You know?
Yeah, who knows what amazing features they'll come up with next.
Right. So as always, you can find links to all the sources we used in this deep dive in the show notes. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.